Let us continue now with our service of giving. Let us pray. Dear Lord, on this Easter morning when we remember your death and resurrection, we pray that you will help us as we give to think of you, your sacrifice, and help the funds that we give, as well as our lives, to reflect on the needs in the world and to help to bring about your kingdom. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. The deacons come forward, please.
As we prepare to come to the table of the Lord, I would like to give you the opportunity to share any prayer requests that you have. And I have one note from Emily that says, "And Emily, we're so glad that you're here today. It is so wonderful to see you." And Emily says, "Thanks to everyone for all the cards and calls and prayers while she has been ill." And she's on the road to recovery, not quite there yet, but upright and here. So we are so happy to see you. Are there any other prayer requests that we have this morning? Then let us come to the table of the Lord. Friends, this is the joyful feast of the people of God. They will come from east and west and from north and south to sit at table in the kingdom of God. According to Luke, when our risen Lord was at table with his disciples, he took the bread and broke it, and he gave it to them, and their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. This is the Lord's table. Our Savior invites those who trust him to share the feast that he has prepared. Let us pray. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, eternal God, creator and ruler of the universe. At your word, the earth was made and spun on its course among the planets. Your hand formed us from the dust of the earth and set us among all your creatures to love and serve you. When we were unfaithful to you, you kept faith in us. Your love remained steadfast. When we were slaves in Egypt, you broke the bonds of our oppression, brought us through the sea to freedom, and made covenant to be our God. By a pillar of fire, you led us through the desert to a land flowing with milk and honey, and set before us the way of life. You spoke of love and justice in the prophets, and in the Word made flesh, you lived among us, manifesting your glory. He died that we might live and is risen to new life. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with the voices of angels and archangels and with all the faithful of every time and place who forever sing to the glory of your name. Blessed, O God of majesty, and blessed is Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, whom you sent to save us. He came with healing in his touch and was wounded for our sins. He came with mercy in his voice and was mocked as one despised. He came with peace in his heart and met with violence and death. By your power, he broke free from the prison of the tomb, and at his command, the gates of hell were opened. The one who was dead now lives. The one who humbled himself is raised to rule over all creation, the Lamb upon the throne. The one ascended on high is with us always, as he promised. In remembering all your mighty and merciful acts, we take this bread and this wine from the gifts you have given to us and celebrate with joy the redemption won for us in Jesus Christ. Accept this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving as a living and holy offering of ourselves, that our lives may proclaim the one crucified and risen. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, that we may be one with all who share this feast, united in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be Christ's body in the world. Gracious and loving God, we pray today for our congregation. We pray thanksgiving that Emily is with us today, and we share her joy that she is able to be among us. And Lord, we pray for all of those folks around the world who today are sharing in the joy of the risen Lord, the joy in the knowledge that Christ is indeed risen, the knowledge that Christ is alive. We pray thanksgiving for all of us who are here together, and for those of us who could not be with us today. Nourished at this table, O God, may we know Christ's redemptive love and live a new life in him. Help us who recognize our Lord in the breaking of the bread to see and serve him in all whose lives are broken. Give us who are fed at his hand grace to share our bread with the hungry and with the hungry of heart. Keep us faithful in your service until Christ comes in final victory, and we shall feast with all your saints in the joy of your eternal realm. Through Christ, all glory and honor are yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. Friends, on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it and he passed it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, for this is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup and he poured it out and he passed it to them, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink of it, do this in remembrance of me." Friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For those of us who have not been with us before, we take communion by intinction. You will come forward and take a piece of bread from the plate. We do have some gluten-free crackers if anyone needs that. And then you will dip it into the cup, and then you will take them both together. So come, for all are welcome. Oh God, you have so greatly loved us, so long sought us, and so mercifully redeemed us. Give us grace that in everything we may yield ourselves, our wills, and our works, a continual thank offering to you through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 108, Christ is Alive. Wherever it is that you're going from this place, whether you're going to a meal with family or you're going out to eat somewhere or you're going home to take a nap, I wish you the happiest of Easters, and I hope that you know the joy that Christ is alive, that Jesus lives, and he is with us even as we speak. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen.